Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special podcast episode. Episode 35 with Celle Celebration. Tomorrow is the end of 12-week retreat experience for Celle. It's so weird that you're not going to be here. Oh, I almost start crying straight away.
Oh, God. Oh, same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about your journey while I'm crying. It's been, I know I speak for all of us, but it's been incredible to have you here. We all feel so absolutely honored and blessed to be part of your journey. And to watch your transformation is just, what a ride.
Thank you. It's been what an experience to like be in a place where literally everyone is like, go, Celle, go. Like really like rooting on me and like validating me, lifting me, seeing me, cheering me on. It's just like, wow. It's been such a gift. Yeah.
Anyone else?
I really enjoyed watching Celle open up, you know, and I think that, you know, anytime someone comes here, there's like this newness and what, you know, what's going on here. But Celle was able to really kind of get over that quickly and just like dive right into all of the different activities. And I have really enjoyed watching Celle become a fantastic sword fighter along the way. And really kind of falling in love with the sports. And it's been a while since I've been able to work with someone over a longer period of time to really train them up with some different techniques. And so at the end, Celle and I were able to spar, and we did like 30 seconds, 45 seconds a few times of like proper sparring. And she was definitely able to hold her court. So I'm very impressed with your ability in that. And I hope that it's something that you continue to do later.
It has definitely opened up something in me. And it's been such a journey going through all those classes with you, and a lot of laughter in it. And I've been really enjoying being in that kind of like active sport challenge martial art environment. It's been great, and I'm very eager to explore it more back in Sweden. So thank you for that gift as well, bringing that into my life. It's been super cool.
But I also have to mention that every single time that you came to the session, there was a bit of frustration at the beginning, so you know, maybe we share a little bit about overcoming that frustration and you know, doing the work regardless of the initial feeling about it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why it's been such a journey with it, because it's been the class that's been like, I've been feeling the most resistance towards showing up at. At the same time, I also know it's the session I laugh the most, but it really, it brought up a lot of resistance and in many different shapes and forms. And it's a very efficient tool to get like a clear view of what emotions are.
Yeah.
Thing to be seen, you know, because it's not often because it can be quite challenging, you know. Maybe like I was on a fast and I was like energetically very tired, and like walking up those stairs, I was like, I felt like I was climbing a mountain. I'm gonna be sparring, and you know, it was all this like building up this big mountain in my head and inside of me. And then coming there, it allowed me to gently release it through all the different various activities we do within that like a container, and always ending with a lot of playfulness and laughter. And
we laugh and we cry and we meditate and we reflect and we lay down, and Yeah, what a whirlwind of experiences that it provides. So I'm just grateful that you were such a great student.
So let's rewind a little bit. And Selle, why did you decide to come here in the first place? What was going through your mind and your body and your spirit when you decided to, okay, I'm going to, Chiang Mai, I'm coming.
And two things were really driving me. And it was one, like a long history of challenges with my gut and several years of daily and frequent stomach aches and cramps and pains of all shapes and forms. And I had like a whole variety of diagnoses such as SIBO and gastritis and leaky gut and candida overgrowth. And I tried everything within my own power at home and nothing worked. And so that was a major motivation because I was like, I need help. And get really deep dive into the root cause of it, you know, that's where I wanted to go. And the second part was that I really wanted to know, I want to know who I am without all the pains and the stagnant emotions and limiting belief systems. Like, who am I then? And that is also a major motivation driving me forward as well.
Yeah. So what happened? So what happened during the retreat with your stomach? Did you get the results that you wanted?
I got a lot of results. I got my stomach pains went away. My stomach pains, they came back. They went away, and but I have had such an improvement overall with my gut. I also understand that I've been walking around with this problem for like 35 years, and it's going to take some time to really level it all out. And I'm grateful for that because it keeps me motivated, that's for sure. And I've also learned a lot about myself. I've gotten into contact with emotions that like negative emotions that I haven't been in contact with for like bigger part of my life that I've repressed. So I feel connected to my emotions. I have learned how to navigate those emotions and handle them and self-regulate. And I've learned so much knowledge about health and how to create a self-healing lifestyle. And my sleep has improved, my skin health has improved, my mood has improved. So there's been a lot of benefits coming here with focusing on healing the gut that I'm super happy for.
It feels like the gut was just the entry point, and then we managed to figure that one out pretty fast, and then the rest of the time was to develop you as a person, really. I mean, the transformation is phenomenal. Simba, what would you say is the biggest transformation that you see in Selle?
I just remember a question that we come back to. What are you noticing right now? What are you feeling? And the first time I asked that, I remember it's a lot of frustration. It's like, what do you mean? I don't understand what's going on. And I think it was like last week or the week before where I saw you explaining it to someone else that didn't understand it. And that was really beautiful to see how you come in initially and not knowing and feeling seen and not knowing or being able to respond to something what was triggering you to the point where you can even explain it to someone else. How was that process like? You probably remember this one very well.
Yeah, so well. I remember my question was for like the couple of first weeks was like, I don't know. I can't feel anything. And then it's like, but that's the feeling. Feeling that you can't feel anything, that's a feel. I was like, what? Yeah. So, yeah, it feels great. And I have a whole different way of associating with myself and my body. Like the channel, the communication channel has opened up a lot. Yeah, it feels makes me feel a lot safer within myself, like I can trust myself more, and that is like, oh, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's such a big thing.
Yeah, it's a massive thing. And it also feels like the body awareness has gone up a lot. It's like the work we've been doing has been, yeah, sometimes I don't know how to explain it myself, but I really try to follow what comes up in a session, right? I have a plan for a session, but I try to really follow what comes up. And I feel working with you, I've really worked a full range of my tools, right? My palette. It's like if I'm painting something, I've really been getting to try everything. What would you say, what has been most rewarding and maybe the most new sensation, so to say?
So with you, I focus a lot on body work and emotional processing and energy work also. And there's so many golden nuggets in all of the tools that we've been working with. I like a lot when we work with the emotional freedom technique and we do the tapping, and I come in with when we are feeling a struggle, like I'm locked in my mind in something, and I share it with you, and you can like so intuitively like create an EFT slinga.
Follow along, like a
follow
track.
Along, and with your words, just get like deep diving into like depths of me, and like putting words on things that I didn't even know I wanted to express, or like just like giving me so much like help in reaching down deep inside of me through your guidance, and that has been like, wow, how do you do that? It's been super cool. And I also appreciate all the wide variety of body work that we've been doing, and the visionary sacral cranial has been super challenging and also very rewarding, giving me insights and working a lot with physical blockages connected to emotions.
It's really been a journey inwards. Like that's kind of how I look at it from the outside. Like no one really becomes something else when they come here. They just become more of themselves. Like you remember something that maybe forgotten, or there's a layer of an essence. And that's really how I see your journey, you know, just remembering more of who you are. Because I can really tell you who you are. I can just guide you and little by little, the little quirks come out, little jokes, little things. And yes, I don't know who said it before, but it's really like a flower that just starts to blossom and becomes more of itself, not more of something else. So it's been a beautiful journey, definitely, to watch that. And I just see you being brave enough to go there, right? Because that can be scary, too, to be seen in that essence if you're not used to it yourself. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
When you you said earlier that first we worked with the stomach and then it was more exploring who you are. I mean, what would you say that you are? What have you found in yourself?
Just a small question.
Who are you, Selet?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Okay. So, yeah, what I've really anchored within myself during this process is like we've been working with like what is my truth, and exploring that on a deeper sense, knowing that like I'm a loving, positive human being, and I want to be of service, and I want to evolve, and I want to bring more happiness and hope and joy into this world, and really feeling where that truth is residing within me, and being able to return to that truth, like consciously making that choice. From where do I want to live? From where do I want to share? And coming back to that anchor of truth within me time and time again, and it's been such a beautiful way for me to like self-regulate and to navigate, and it's just like, oh, it gives me a lot of feeling of safety within me and grounding. And that's a little bit of it.
It makes, I feel you explain it very well. I mean, we've all seen the, I mean, when you came, you were a bit tight, and it felt like you were a little bit afraid of showing who you truly are, or who you truly is. And that's been very evident, that flower has been opening up and to really see who you truly are, and to see that beautiful, playful, happy person come out with so much creativity. And I mean, it's a massive shift from when you came.
It is. And it's also been very happy that I decided to, because originally when I came here, I signed up for a month, but I knew in before even coming that I wanted to stay for 3 months. But I'm so happy because of so many reasons that they've longer, but one of them is that, you know, you're this container that you have here where I get to like practice being myself and practice being this new person and living in this new way, communicating, moving physically, thinking, feeling in a new way. So really been giving me that time to practice and like embodying that, those pieces of me again, has been priceless.
I mean, exploring the true self, it's the real deal, you know. Finding the self, finding the treasure inside, you know, a little bit hidden behind belief systems and unfelt emotions and blockages and fears and things like that. Just working through those. I feel like you're saying something soon, Mark.
No, I just, you know, I agree that, you know, watching this process unfold, you know, us, you know, me and Simba and Sarah, we get to watch this from kind of like a third party perspective. And because I've kind of also gone on my own journey, I know what it's like to unfold and to come in very stiff and, be, just kind of allow this process to surprise you. And I think that's what I see in you, Sele, is that, you know, that there's this surprise inside of you, and it's the gift that keeps giving, you know, and the deeper that you go and the more layers that you peel away, the more surprises that you find. And isn't it fun to find these new little surprises?
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing, and it's such a rewarding work, and it's a rewarding lifestyle as well.
So when you come home and you meet someone and they say like, where have you been now for 3 months? What have you been doing? What are you gonna say? How would you describe this, you know, in a, to someone who has no idea what you've been through?
Good that I get to practice this here now. Well, I was something along the lines of, I went to Thailand to deep dive into my health to find out what was wrong with my gut. And on that journey, I healed my gut, and I found other pieces of myself that was lost, and I found inspiration, and I can see like a clear path forward for myself and for my life and how I want to consciously create my future. That was pretty, it was a good trip.
that sounds amazing. So one thing that we worked a lot with was people pleasing. So if when you came and you said early on, like, I need to work on my people pleasing, I feel like I'm not showing up as I would like. How was that experience?
I felt it was a very gentle experience. Also because, you know, here, whatever happens, how whatever reaction I have, none of you take it personally. Because you know whatever happens within me has nothing to do with you. So it also created a lot of safety of being a little bit maybe all over the place or being honest with more difficult things. Because like Simba said, it's not so easy to be seen in it when I was not used to being seen in it, or I was not used to, also I was not used to people seeing it before I was even aware of it. And then they were like, what do you mean? And yeah, that could be really triggering as well. But it always came from such a loving space. And I'm a curious, explorative person. So many times it was very easy to be more like, yeah, curious about everything that was happening instead of taking it personally as well. So I learned a lot of that, not being afraid of that. Practicing not being afraid of that, my like heavy mood is having a negative effect on my surrounding, that the three of you and everybody here can really, you're so like grounded and safe in your own energy that you can remain who you are and still you give me the space to explore who I am. Also with time, seeing my own people pleasing, and also noticing that the more I've been grounding, the less sensitive I am towards this like unconscious cues that my nervous system was reading in through the environment.
Mm. Yeah, it's super important to be able to explore oneself, and it's almost like, you know, coming back to the child state, you know, like playing, figuring things out and being supported instead of judged or ridiculed or questioned or, you know. So, yeah, it's been, I feel that that has been a very big transformation for you with the people pleasing. I feel like you're much more anchored in yourself.
Thank you. I also know it's an ongoing process. And going home now, it's gonna be lots of opportunities to practice. Yeah.
There is always a challenge I notice in a lot of people that we worked with when they come back, because I say the challenge is sometimes coming back, because if I go to a fitness camp and I lose 10 kilos or I gain muscles, I come back and people can say tangibly, ah, I see you did something. But when you go and do internal work and you come back, sometimes, you know, people don't really see it because maybe they haven't done that work themselves, or they're not aware of those aspects themselves. So we can't really see other than where we're coming from, right? And I remember this is something we talked quite a lot about, but what would you say to that? Like, what are some qualities that maybe you feel has come across or come out in you, or something that you noticed that you will take with you, but that people might not see like super obvious or clearly, if that makes sense? Like, what is some of the nuggets you would say you take with you that might not be obvious to the naked eye unless you know what you're looking at?
Yeah. And coming from a more grounded place and knowing, like, have learned so many grounding techniques and tools. And also understanding that it's from the grounded place where I can hold space for myself and for others. And that my nervous system, if I'm grounded, it also has a grounding effect on my environment, which is really motivating for me, because I know that the world that I'm going back to, this is what we've been doing here. It's a big step, and because, like you say, they cannot see. Okay, they can see my skin is better, my hair is longer. You know, but besides that, it will take some time for them, I think, to see the change within me, because maybe it will take some time for me to land in everything and be really able to show it and show myself. So the nervous thing, grounding on the nervous system, I think is a really big piece of the puzzle. And also learning that, you know, without the grounding of the nervous system, the self-healing mechanisms are not, they may be active, but they're not on full power, let's say. Everything might be like slightly shut down. So all the positive things we can do for our own health might not work as it can, because the nervous system is in a survival mode and focusing on something different, not healing, basically. And then just like a massive piece is just being able to feel my emotions and knowing what's happening, not being afraid of them, and also having a lot of tools and experiences in self-regulating and releasing the emotions, processing them. And I'm very much looking forward to that, to see how my emotional body is reacting to my environment and have working with that and really practicing that, because that's very much new for me to have such a open and wider emotional spectrum to live with. So it's a little bit like starting to learning to bicycle. And also glad that I had a lot of time to practice that here. Yeah,
thank you.
Amazing. Yeah, really amazing. I kind of got, you know, people will feel it. They might not see it, but they will feel it gradually. And, you know, that's really the work with the nervous system. People will feel your grounding, feel something has shifted, and people will probably feel different around you when you stay in that essence.
I think
so. I was going to say, Sally, I think you're going to be surprised at how people actually see the difference in you.
Yeah.
Especially like people who are close to you, people who knew you very well, family and friends. You know, when you come back home and you are grounded and you just possess an energy that is firm and rooted, people definitely notice that. Because we talked earlier about this today, about the mirror neurons. So if you walk into a room just completely grounded, every nervous system in the room is going to just whoop, follow along with that. So people will notice. They may not see a physical change, but they will definitely feel the energetic change.
Definitely. That's one of the big things I would say. Some people might say, like, what did you do? So what would you say is like the most remarkable things about being here at the farm? What stands out?
You guys.
Stand out.
Yeah. It's the three of you that stands out. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you're three unique individuals together creating this harmonious healing space, just being your own unique person, bringing something like, so you're so different, and with those differences, you complete each other, mm-hmm. And it's just like being like held and supported and loved by you, and with your vast knowledge and experience, guiding each individual who come here from like my, you know, this is not like a group retreat. It's I'm coming here. There might be, we have another lady here now as well, and we get our tailor-made like healing retreat. And that's also really very much unique. And you also cover, the foundations, the pillars of that you use for healing here is really covering the physical aspect, the emotional aspect, the mental aspect, and the spiritual aspect. So it's like a full circle healing retreat experience.
Sounds great.
Sign me up.
Yeah. I mean, basically, we're creating the space that we want to go to ourselves that we can't find.
Sure.
So we create the life. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
If there's someone listening or has found this episode on the website and looking around and just reading the texts and like, what is this place? Looking through the testimonials, like, what would you say to that person?
I think everybody who comes here feels very clearly from just taking part of your very extensive online content, on especially on YouTube, because you share so many podcasts and interviews and techniques, and you know, your authenticity really shines through online, all the online videos. And I think, like myself, like most people, just really feel deep resonance with what you share and where your own journeys that you share a lot. And I just think if you watch these type of videos, you feel resonance, coming here is just gonna like amplify that a trillion times, like meeting you in person and working with you one-to-one like we do here in group, and just deep diving into like me or you is with these three amazing teachers. It's like it's the best investment I can recommend to anybody to do. So yeah, it's an investment that stays with me for the rest of my life.
Thank you for those words. That was beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's been so much fun to have you here. Because we've been together for I mean, 3 months is a long time, and it's a very intimate space, because, you know, you get fully seen.
And you live here full time. So we're like in your home.
Yeah, this is our home. Yeah. So we become very close, you know. It's like it's definitely a heart. The heart can feel it, you know, when you're leaving. You will be greatly missed.
Yeah, we'll miss you guys too.
Yeah, but fortunately, you're not leaving our lives.
Nope.
So how did you, what did you decide to do for yourself after this?
I have decided to sign up for your mentorship program, working with all three of you for the next 6 months online.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
And you're also joining the TRE program.
Yeah. So I will see loads of you all.
Yeah.
For the next year.
So the TRE program is part of your, like, next... We've been working with purpose a little bit. You mentioned being of service and stuff. What is the plan forward? Did you find a purpose?
I found a purpose. I was already in contact with my purpose, but my purpose was like all mixed up with confusion and how will I possibly do this, and just like so many question marks, because I already had been a certification in holistic health and lifestyle coach and yoga teacher and a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but it just felt like, okay, actually truly stepping into becoming a healer and a practitioner was just like, it felt like, you know, far, far off into the future, and also very diffuse. Is this the right way for me? And how on earth am I going to get there? And all of that. And we've been working on it here, and it's also one of the main intentions for our mentorship program is to to build me as a healer and all the personal development that comes through that, and actually standing up and presenting myself as a healer and educating myself as a healer. So for one of the educations I will be doing is a TRE, the tension and trauma release exercises, which is a 1-year certification course, really working on with the nervous system and learning how to regulate that. And then we will be working on, in my mentorship program, we will be working on, how do I create myself as a healer? How do I create the business around it? So it's like a super cool container where we're gonna like continue working on me as a person and really continuing with this self-healing lifestyle and building a business. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, you signed up for the whole shebang.
Dream come true. Yeah. And it feels like I'm really taking like a fast track forward. Yeah. With your guidance and experience, and I'm super motivated, and I'm actually feeling so much more ready to it feels weird to say stand up for myself in that way, but stand in those shoes maybe.
Yeah, that's gonna be so much fun. I mean, yeah, it's so interesting because I can see things evolve in you and you things that you transform, and I can look at like, wow, that took me a long time to go through. But when you say like, this is like the fast track, because we say like, we don't work with people who want the quick fix and like the one pill solution and stuff like that. We want the people who are looking for long-term health and like conscious leaders who want to change the world and whatnot. And we say like, and then we watch people like you come in here and just collapse timelines. It's like, whoomp, it just happens. And then first I can be like, wow, that went fast. That it took me much longer. And then I'm like, ah, it's the product that we're creating because we've been, you know, exploring every single aspect of healing. Like every new little thing that we find, we just deep dive and explore. And then we bring back the things that are really, really working. And then we put that together in the program. And that's why people can come here and have these tremendous results. I mean, it's 3 months. It's not a long time of your life to overcome these things. You know, so the fast track solution is like, it is a long term, but it's also a fast track.
Yeah. It's also been great to see Mark, because you're such a nice example, because I feel we are more closer in our journey. Simba and Sarah, you've been going on for a very long time, and I know you too, Mark, in your own way, but you evolving as a practitioner has really gone fast. And you are such an amazing practitioner, space holder, and teacher. So, yeah, it's super cool to see. And that your personal development is so connected with your path forward as a practitioner. So it's been really nice to observe how you navigate that as a group as well.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I interrupted you there.
No, yeah, it's you know, working with Sarah and Simba has been what has worked for me, you know. So like you, Sally, I came to Sarah and Simba with problems that I needed help with, and by working through those problems and spending a deep amount of time with myself, and I started to, you know, really enjoy the process, and I started to really enjoy working with other people. And if you would have asked me 2 years ago, you know, would I be working in the healing arts and wellness for other people, I might have thought you were crazy, because I've been spending 20 years in technology and education. And so this has been a wild journey for me. And so, you know, I think that you, Sally, will also get to experience this. And I look forward to seeing your position in 1 year's time.
Yeah, me too. Thanks.
But it's so because, I mean, me and Simba, of course, we've done this for a long time, but we had to figure everything out by ourselves. And now we can, you know, pass on the nuggets and just have nugget after nugget after nugget. And like, this works, and then just see people do the same thing and just warm so fast. And Mark, you're the first one that we really turn into a healer, and that is what we want to do. So we want to create healers so we can all help and change, you know, the world and build a new way of being and how to navigate it from freedom and purpose, and show people that it's possible to find a way of life that is so rewarding. And I love, Mark, you said, I fell in love with the process. And that's why, because people ask us, like, why do you keep doing this? And Selle, if I ask you, why do you think that we keep doing this?
Because you love the process, and you love the developing as human beings.
Yeah. Yes. And life. What is it that we gain, you know, what we can't get enough of?
Oh, you become happier, healthier, more spiritually awakened, you can like enjoy life more fully, I would say, as well, and being more present within the now moment. It's like, it's just, I don't know, the whole life expands in all areas, really, from inside and out. And you're also like, for myself, the more I work, the more like light I feel is like coming through, and that light is happy and joyful and playful, and it gives me, and it's showing me a way forward that is brings, like, you know, where you can create a living by living your life, and that goes hand in hand, that you don't have to like, okay, now I'm away at work and I pause my real life because I need to work and to sustain myself, and then I go back to doing what I really want to do. And that is just like, I've obviously been there for many, many years myself, and creates a lot of confusion within the body. What would you say on about that?
What's your answer? Yeah, no, but because it's so interesting to hear someone from your perspective, because for me it's so evident, because if I put my investment of my money, my time, my resource here, then everything will expand, like my happiness, my health, my appreciation for life, my relationships. It's like everything that is valuable in life, even abundance and success, you know, it's like, if I just keep putting it in here, everything will expand. It's like, why wouldn't I, like, what else would stray me away? It's like, there's nothing that compares to that feeling of peace inside, and, you know, the feeling of groundedness, like not reacting to what other people are doing, you know, and like living purpose. I shared this recently, that now I feel like I have an endless amount of energy, because and I realized, like, oh, when I'm really in my purpose, when I really am my true self and not holding back and speaking my truth and living my truth, energy just comes. And it's like, there's no reason for me to stop doing that. But it's I feel like it can be difficult for people to understand when they are early in the journey. Like, why would you give up, you know, certain foods? Or why would you give up alcohol? Or why would you keep diving into the depths of the self? And for me, it's just, it's just the most rewarding thing that I could ever do. Yeah. I mean, hanging out with people like you, just doing it, is just, and watching people come alive, you know, leave their sorrows behind. I mean, there's nothing more rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have this call, to celebrate you and the work that you've been doing, because in the beginning it is challenging, but it's really short-term challenge for long-term freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So cool.
That's beautiful.
I also think there's an element to it with a lot of people say you're doing healing, you're a healer. And my teacher, my Reiki teacher, told me the other day, said, you have to realize you're the one that's seeking the healing, right? You are the one seeking the healing. And the more you heal, the more just by you being you, you can help others. So I'm not just doing it for me, you know, I'm doing it for the collective and everyone around. And that's why I'm so passionate in teaching other teachers to spread it, because we are just free people, right? There's only so many people we can reach. But I know how it's like to be on the other side, not feeling good, not appreciating life and being in pain and, yeah, a lot of suffering. And you know, everyone has their journey in life. I can't say what's best for them, but I really want people to at least have the option and know there is an option. There is a crossroad, and then what you do from there, it's your journey. But that's really what I'm passionate about. And that's why any nugget of information I learn or any personal success I have automatically goes on to someone else, right? I just share it with people. So yeah, it's really the gift that keeps on giving, like Mark said before, you know, it just keeps on rewarding because it can help others. And yeah, that's the most grateful thing I find in life, to really pass it on to other people.
That's going to be amazing to see you have the TRE course with us. Yeah.
It will next be fun. Level. Very fun.
Divine is element.
Absolutely.
The teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fun to watch this whole thing with living with the spirit, because it's now it's starting to become its own thing, and that's what we want to do. I mean, living with the spirit means that we help people to connect to their own spirit, like to really find your own intuition and connection to the self and to however you are supposed to live your life. That we don't tell people what to do. We just show them how to find that connection and so that they can, you know, fly out of the nest and fly towards, you know, a happy place, whatever that means. And I think that it was part of the journey that we would start this from nothing. I mean, I shared at lunch today, and the other lady who's here asked, like, how did this come about and what was the journey? And we had a plan, but we didn't have a plan B, and the plan A just absolutely fell apart. So we started from nothing. We just, you know, we didn't know what we were going to do after that plan. So we developed ourselves to live with the spirit and to live the way that we believe, because we went through our own healing journey to find something, to find the truth, to find our truth. And this is what happened. And then we will help other people to find their truth.
Yeah. And that like that emanates from all three of you, and that your authentic experiences and knowledge is, it's yeah, it's like I'm swimming around in it here, you know, when I'm at the retreat, and my body is just like, okay, there's other types of frequencies in the world that is possible, you know. So also like my physical body get to experience other frequencies, higher frequencies, and also seeing in the journey you have made with living at the spirit and how you build it, and how things are flowing for you in a very like natural way, so to speak, because you are connected to the spirit and you are letting the spirit guide you and staying true to yourself as individuals and as a unit. And it's super inspiring to see what you have created here and how an effective healing container you provide. And that you've said so many times that, you know, healing is not complicated. It's actually quite easy. And that's just like, okay, nice. Because it does feel overwhelming, and and it can feel like a jungle out there when you try it on your own, and to have the opportunity to just like really sit down, take the back seat, you know, trust the US teachers, and feeling how with my own experience, because you're not like telling me what to do, what to experience, just like try it for yourself and see how do you feel and what results are you experiencing. Yes, again and again and again, receiving that confirmation, well, this is really working, wow. And yeah, it's an amazing experience to have the opportunity to relax into a healing container like this, and really getting a lot deeper into myself by allowing myself to do that, and also gifting myself the opportunity to come here and investing in myself in this way. Yeah.
Yeah, it really feels like we create a process, and it's like people it's like a roller coaster ride. You just jump on and you hold on, and then we go. And because the process is like you said, Simba, at some points, like, remember, we are not the healers. We create the process. It's like, it's not us. It's the body that creates the healing. And we just figure out how to activate all the self-healing mechanisms in the body at the same time. And then I think what we do really well is that we hold profound space, like, for the person, because it is challenging. It's like going through a massive upgrade and just detoxing the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual, and just holding space for that. And then the body is doing the work. It's like the person is doing the work. And I know we've talked about this previously, but I think it takes a certain kind of people to do this work, because otherwise everyone would be walking around super happy, glowing in abundance, you know, but people aren't really doing that. One, because I think people don't understand that it's actually possible. And that's why we keep doing these. That's our mission, to share that with the world and create a process that people can start up their own centers and do like franchise. If we want to share this. But it also takes a certain kind of person to do this. And I know I asked you one time before, but I would really like to ask you again. Like, what qualities do you feel that you had coming in, like, before this journey even started? Like, what, because you turned this into a success.
Well, I'm very motivated, and I feel a strong commitment towards myself, and I also trust that I can keep that commitment. So there is trust in myself, and I'm also very curious to learn and to experience also.
Yeah, definitely your curiousness. I feel like you also had a very strong will to not live like you did.
Yes,
the feeling that it was something else meant. Like, this can't be it. Oh, that's the same that I had. Like, this can't be it. Like, I'm not signing up for this. This is like, no, wrong ticket.
Yeah.
Excuse me, this was not the train that I was going to go on. I'm going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I know it was not working before with all the stomach pains and like, I must be doing something wrong. It's something wrong with me. It's my fault. La, 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 la. Just like slowly in so many ways, not with just that, but breaking myself down basically from the inside. And now I'm building myself up from the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And last weekend you said, I wish that there was nothing wrong with me that I could say that. And then voila. That's where everything, like, full circle, like, maybe there's nothing wrong with me. Yeah, that's an experience. All right. Any final words? What's your final words, Sele?
Thank you. Again and again and again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you all. And I'm so, so happy and grateful to have you in my life, and I feel I feel blessed. I feel so blessed, and thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
It's been an honor.
We love you too, and we want to support you. So let us know what you need. We'll be there.
Thank you.
I'm so happy we're continuing this journey together.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. It would have been absolutely heartbreaking otherwise. All right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone who's listening. And if you feel like you want to go to the jungle, back to nature, back to the self, outside of Chiang Mai, northern Thailand, to living with the spirit and us, then you can just reach out to us and we can chat about it. And all the information is on livingwiththespirit.com. And I think we said it all. I think that's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Meow.
It feels like I don't want to hang up. Yeah, it's been
I see you on the other side of the door.
Yeah. She's still here, you know.
Yeah. Love you.
Love you, love you. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Ciao.